It's The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Adora Udoji.
You know, it's a rule in Hollywood, Adora.
Which is?
Do not leave well enough alone. No, no, no. If a movie is successful, what does it need?
A sequel.
And we're going to be examining the issue of sequels in this little segment here. Like these, for instance.
From the geniuses who took you to White Castle.
This ain't gonna be easy.
Not as easy as it used to be.
The soldier without a country. You know his name.
People are dying. What would you have me do?
Endure.
It's all part of the plan.
Those are this year's installments in the parade of sequels out of Hollywood. They are from Rambo, Indiana Jones, Harold and Kumar, Hellboy 2, The Golden Army, and the new Batman movie, The Dark Knight.
I want to see that one.
Yeah, that's going to be great.
The first one was good.
It's actually the sixth Batman movie, but the second from this director. So it is kind of a sequel, and it's getting raves. But the high bar for sequels is certainly this movie from 1974. I think you know what it is, Adora.
Is it true that in the year 1950, you devised the murder of the heads of the so-called five families in New York?
It's a complete falsehood.
The Godfather Part 2 is the final chapter in the violent history of the Corleone crime family.
Of course, it wasn't the final chapter, but Godfather 2, which was made after Godfather 1, was pretty successful by Francis Ford Coppola. It won Best Picture in 1974, and no sequel has ever done that. But a lot of sequels become Part 3, and they turn out like this. Kind of cheesy. Godfather 3.
Didn't do so well.
Did not
it was
so well.
Universally panned. And it came roughly,
well,
what was that, 20?
And then she died.
Kind of like the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was not, well, it was really panned, and the Godfather enthusiasts absolutely hated it, but it sort of raises the issue of the 2-3 rule. There are a lot of sequels that are great, number two, but number three sort of dies. Here's an example of the 2-3 rule.
You're not a Terminator anymore, all right? You got that? You just can't go around killing people.
Why?
What do you mean, why? Because you can't.
Why?
Because you just can't, okay? Trust me on this.
Can't go around killing people. Trust me on this. Terminator 2 was a fantastic movie. It was a great sequel, and it did incredibly well at the box office. But T3,
Didn't do so well.
Kind of a dog. There's also an example. There's another example of 2-3 there that I'll think of in a minute. But, of course, a lot of sequels
Lord of the
don't
Rings,
make it to 3.
2-3? That's actually an example of the rule turned on its head upside down.
And that's kind of a trilogy, so it's not really a sequel. But certainly Jackson did a fabulous job with Lord of the Rings and took home Best Picture for his number 3. But sequels that don't quite work at all. The Two Jakes, which was a sequel to Chinatown. Dreadful movie. Here's some other dogs.
From the very beginning of Dumb and Dumber. Dumb and Dumber-er.
Now she's taking her fight to the nation's capital. Legally Blonde 2. Red, White, and Blonde.
Blues are back.
Yay! Getting the band back together.
From Dumb and Dumber-er, Legally Blonde 2, Red, White, and Blonde, and the Blues Brothers 2000. Some great sequels that work well. Toy Story 2, right?
Yes,
yeah, Aliens, the sequel. Shrek 2.
Bourne Supremacy, or Ultimatum.
What are your favorite sequels? 877-8-MY-TAKE.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.